This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Generals, welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I am here with co-host of the Sports with a Capital F podcast, one Nicholas Anthony Fleeboam Fleesky III, broadcasting live from beautiful Arizona, his new home. How you holding up, sir?
I mean, sitting poolside, you know, you can't really go wrong with a poolside in the middle of November. I know majority of our fans in Chicago are probably like, damn, this guy's living a life. kind of am. Mexican food and sunny weather. It's nice, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Foolish people out here wearing jackets and beanies and 89 degree weather. Me and my lady walking around with tank tops and shit.
No, of course. No, they probably in this weather, they look like they live in Portland right now.
Yeah, no, it's weird. And the only thing I can tell myself is like they have to train their bodies to be hot or cold in 89 degree weather. Someone that's 100 and 1,000 degrees or whatever to get here.
That's legit. You're definitely the nomad for sure. And you've just made probably the most drastic climate adjustment in your life. So congratulations. And I appreciate you showing up too. If you're watching the YouTube video, you may notice, and even the audio is a little off, but Fleesky moved when? Yesterday? Day before yesterday?
Tuesday. I got here Tuesday.
Yeah, so Tuesday. 2 days ago, Flea moved from Portland to Arizona. He's still here doing the podcast, so we certainly appreciate it, General.
Yeah, no problem. Gotta make effort. I mean, I know there's a bunch of people, a bunch of Cubs, dickheads who want to listen to this podcast and hear a bunch of shouts out to my White Sox fans again. You guys really make things happen.
We talked about that last episode a little bit, was that how we just can't seem to avoid that.
Well, you're going to have to make that trip out here during spring training and come watch the Cubs play.
No, I have no more excuses. I've wanted to go out there for Cubs spring training several times. I was out there for work one time while it was going on, and all the games were at 1 in the afternoon. And I remember being like, oh, I'm going to have to specially schedule this. But yeah, no excuse now. Definitely, we'll spend some spring training out there.
Yeah, so I can go out there, and, you know, the Cubs need a heckler everywhere, so I can go out there and heckle the Cubs.
Hey, so. I will. All baseball teams everywhere need a heckler. I think that might be my attraction to minor league baseball, man. You know, I go to a lot of minor league baseball because you can sit right behind home plate, and especially
mm-hmm.
single A ball, they hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
The umpire.
And they allow anything.
Yeah.
They allow anything as long as you pay the money for the $13 for the ticket.
Well, yeah, as long as
I mean, that's.
Yeah, I'll say that for our listeners. As long as you don't swear gratuitously and as long as what you're saying is slightly funny, you can get away with a lot at a minor league baseball.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, cursing is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's
it's
it.
It's really hard.
It's really it. I mean, but you can do it, you know. And you get to go old school. You get to yell like, you know, how they used to at baseball players. You can be like, he's a bum.
And if they sell beer there, the beers are only $2-3 too.
If you don't sell beer, I'm not coming to see your baseball. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, but at AAA, it's much more easier to sneak booze into the park though.
Absolutely.
Also.
That's true. Yeah, but yeah, I don't go. I don't attend any sporting event that doesn't sell beer. That's a rule for me.
Yeah, it does defeat the purpose.
Yeah. I'm not interested in going to your sporting event because I mean at least the schlep into the park to go see a large scale sporting event. Once you get in your seat, you're gonna want a beer.
Yeah, beer and food. Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
And then if I'm at a minor league baseball game, I'm going to need several to get myself into it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. What were you saying?
Yeah, no. It's like my mans was telling me like those Mexico City football games and stuff. Like they'd be selling ramen noodles and beer. Beer for $1 and a couple ramen noodles. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
I don't know that I'd go to a soccer game where they were selling alcohol outside of the continental United States.
Yeah, it's not a smart idea, but you are American, so they might they know you don't know anything about it, so they probably would just leave you alone, or they'll just beat you up on principle.
Yeah, so, that's what I was gonna say. It could go so bad either way. They could leave you completely alone and not involve you, or they would like walk around with your head on a stick. Because that wasn't long ago. There was a Brazilian game that ended with the official's head on a stick. That was like 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, no, well, there was a player, I recall, too. I'm not sure from where. I'd have to look that up in the next episode. A player that was pretty much killed by, I want to say, like, pretty much cartel-ass people in Colombia, I think.
Yeah, you may.
I think something like that. It's crazy. Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No,
it's crazy.
Soccer this is bonkers. And it's weird to me because, you know, I spent a lot of time when I was in college, too, studying, I started out studying English soccer hooliganism, you know, because I thought it was interesting, this sort of like idea.
What's a class? Is a class on this? Is that what you was doing?
No, not really. it was like a historical. It was like my thesis paper to graduate was about.
Oh, that's cool.
Soccer hooliganism. Cool, and because I found it super interesting and I'd seen all these kind of romanticized things about English soccer hooliganism, and a lot of it was crazy violent through the 80s, through the 90s, and there's little pockets of it still. But as soon as I left that world of research and started learning about like Latin American soccer hooligans or like Russian soccer hooligans, it's a whole different ball. It's like, oh, all these like drunk Englishmen meet in the middle of the street and fight each other. Like that felt like I felt like if me and you had grown up and every Sunday 300 dudes marched down to Soldier Field and had like little half-ass fights with the people from the other teams.
Exactly.
I could see us engaging in something. Like, I could see that easily being
attractive.
Right, attractive for a young person, right? Yeah, that's how we would have came up. Yeah. That would have been our thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But I look at like Brazilian soccer or several other like South American soccer teams. The Ukraine has some weird stuff where it's like really, really like ultra violent,
the Ukraine just has weird stuff in there in general. So I mean,
specifically the Ukrainian teams, they have this, there's like no Jewish people in Ukraine, but they have this like super right wing soccer following there where they like sing songs about hating Jews during the games.
Crazy. Wow.
And there's like no Jewish people.
You're gonna have to put the team on a black screen when you see that, because I want to see this when I watch it. I want to see what this team looks like.
It's
wow,
crazy.
I'm impressed.
I mean,
I'm
you
impressed,
still
man. I provoked
see...
you to talk.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Provoked you to talk about soccer for 5 minutes, man. Wow, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, really, that's my attraction to soccer. But I do have some soccer knowledge, and like I know some of the English Premier League teams, but not by their reputation for playing soccer, but because their hooligan firms are these weird, like, you know, kind of mythologized gangs of sorts.
You got to associate your team with somehow. Yeah. You know, some people like the color, some people like the fights.
But that's what I was saying. I could see us in the way the English engage in hooliganism. I could see that sweeping up unsuspecting young people, but like,
well, look at the Oakland Raiders. That's pretty much what they do.
Yeah.
They just go around fighting people.
Yeah, it does. It exists. It exists in the NFL. I wouldn't take my daughter to an NFL game. Like, I would take her to a baseball game, but an NFL game is not a place to take a child, for sure.
No, definitely not.
Like, tertiary non-rivalry game, there are a lot of places I wouldn't recommend you take a child to see a football game.
Exactly. Yeah. And no, it's not the environment. Not even watching it at home with me. I don't want kids watching football at home with me. It's not even safe.
And from what I understand, it's an underrated complaint on my end about the NFL. I don't ever really hear other people talk about it, but like the way they try to punish NFL players for their behavior and the way they kind of try to sell the NFL like it's a Disney get your family together thing, I wouldn't take my family to that. And in the same token, I know the English kind of say that about soccer. They say this was never really like a thing where you took your kids. It was a place where like men went and got blackout drunk and punched each other.
Well, that's still a place I believe that's going on there. So that actually sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and I'm not saying I support it. I'm just saying I understand it from several angles. Latin America. Once you leave that realm of my understanding and get into like Latin American football, where they like decapitate referees.
Yeah, and players. Yeah. You better win.
I can't.
Whatever's asked of you, you better do.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, do you? Yeah. Well, I mean, while we're on the subject, it's fine. We're sort of in a dead spot for sports anyway. The Do you think maybe part of the reason soccer hooliganism exists? Because this is a real thought I've had, and I think Craig Ferguson even mentioned it in a stand-up special. Like, part of the reason people are violent at soccer games is because they're boring. Like,
maybe so, and they're getting drunk, and when there's no action there,
yeah, they just turn on each other.
doesn't take much. I mean, when you put a bunch of alcohol in a crowd of people just sitting there, somebody's gonna push somebody.
Yeah. So. Probably, but they do. They keep them sectioned off too. You know, my dad has a friend of his. This gentleman, well, I won't say his name on the podcast, but he's from Germany, and my dad took him to a baseball game. And the first thing he noticed that he was surprised about was how all the fans were sitting together, like how there were like Cardinals fans and Cubs fans like sitting in the same row.
Yeah, no, I couldn't sit against. I couldn't sit next to a Packers fan. It's just I say anybody else, but a Packers fan.
But you
fan.
Could but though if you went here. That's the thing though. Like if you went to a Bears game, it's possible that the person sitting next to you would be a Packers fan. You go to these like premier games, like in Bundesliga or the Premier League.
Oh yeah,
like they don't allow opposing supporters to sit with each other, and the supporters don't allow opposing supporters to end up over there under any circumstances.
It's like jailhouse segregation. Keep the whites with the whites, the blacks with the blacks, and the Mexicans with the Mexicans. It decreases issues. It decreases issues.
It does.
Smart.
I mean, it decreases
racial issues.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, prison. And yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm sorry. I went like on a big tangent in my head about, I was like, how
about
are these
soccer?
Things related? Because I was like, it's usually like, mobs of angry white dudes in England. It's just like mobs of them.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And they took the fun out of it eventually too, because they've sort of become like a arm of like right wing like Nazis recruit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
recruit kids from fake football firms like that don't exist anymore.
Yeah, it used to be about soccer, now it's about something completely different, like world domination and shit.
Yeah,
so.
hating people who make kebabs. It's a big thing there. I don't know what that's about.
We don't have soccer here, so we don't have to worry talk about much about that here in Phoenix.
Is there not a soccer team in Phoenix?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Just the Suns. I'm going to the Suns game tonight. We got what? What's the team? What's the hockey team? They got the Blackhawks coming out here in February. What's the hockey? I don't even know.
I do not know what Phoenix's hockey team is.
Phoenix Coyotes. The Phoenix Coyotes.
I think you're right. Actually, yeah. As long as that's what it is. That's not the college there, is it?
No, I think it's the Coyotes. I'll check into that, but I think it's the Coyotes. And then you have what? Cardinals and then
You can see some NFL too, and then the Cardinals are an NFC team, so you may be able to catch the Bears out there here and there.
Well, the Bears were here in the play. I don't want to be the guy to go to the. I'm sitting there with my girl's family yesterday talking about football, so I'm like, "You guys are Cardinals fans." They're like, "Yeah, I know, rightfully so." And they're like, "What about you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a Bears fan." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." And I was like, I just kind of looked at him like, "Yeah, no, it's not very cool that you're not a Bears fan." So that's. Let's talk about other teams and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They should have been like, oh, and who do you like? You should have been like, we are who we thought we were.
Next conversation.
Dude, you have in your pocket for sports shit talk now against your in-laws.
Thank you.
The greatest Monday Night Football game I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Which happened
get that
to
shirt,
be.
Actually.
Yeah, Bears, Cardinals in what was that, 06? Yep.
Yeah, Denny Green, that's his name. Yeah, I'm going to get that shirt made for me, actually, wear it everywhere I go. Yeah,
remember he was like, if you want to crown them, crown their asses. Wham! And he, like, slammed the podium.
Yeah. Oh, and if you watch the game, like, I watched the game live. I heard him.
Oh, I was watching that game.
There was no censoring, There was no censoring, no nothing. It was, like, it was all cuss words and everything, yep.
No, I saw that. We had him. We let him off the hook.
Yeah.
They are who we thought they were.
You know, we should have a segment next about the best press conferences in sports history, and we should do some research.
Oh, that's easy,
good
and that's up there. And it's easily my favorite because the Bears were responsible for that anger.
Yeah, exactly.
And for
once
in my life, that wasn't, you know, a Bears coach. It wasn't me.
Yeah, well, that was good, too, because I thought they was going to lose that game, too.
Oh, yeah, they were down big at the half, and it was rough because they came in there heavily favored. They had been rolling to that point. That was the season where the Bears had Rex Grossman, and that was his first bad game. And it was just
because
that was like his first full season. And that was like his first bad game. And then the defense came through. Yeah, I remember like Brian Urlacher and Devin Hester basically won that game.
Yeah, exactly. Devin Hester won a lot of games for us.
Brian Urlacher on the ballot for the Hall of Fame this year. He's a finalist, so.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw that. But it's like a bunch of finalists. I'm getting bit by mosquitoes. That's how nice it is out here. yeah, no, good for Brian Urlacher. I'm sure he'll make it eventually.
Brian Urlacher.
Yeah. What about these mattresses? You want to talk about people wanting to get free mattresses?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the mattress. Yeah, so as a part of your move, last time we did a podcast, we forgot to mention it. Last time, you just moved, and while you were moving, you said some people took your mattresses?
Yeah, no, the best part about it is that we both gave away the mattresses for free. My mattress is legit, but it's an old mattress.
Right.
And I give it up for free. So the first person comes and looks at it, he's like, man, this is a little warped. And I'm like, oh, man, it's a little free.
Yeah, you're already buying a disgusting used mattress. Like, it's a used mattress.
Yeah, it's my used mattress on top of that.
Yeah,
so you don't want
I don't want mine. I definitely don't want yours. I don't want anyone I know's used mattress.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I know. Just the people and the things they say, like, is it clean? Like, what do you think, man?
It's a free mattress that you know is used. What do you mean, is it clean? It's disgusting.
If you want a free mattress, do you really care if it's clean or not?
Yeah, it's not. Full of my body weight in dead skin cells. Is it clean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit free. Yeah.
And it's Portland too, because Portland would take anything.
Of course.
So like, hippies
are bad freeloaders, man. I'm sure you experienced that while you were out there, where you noticed that like hippies move into any situation where there's anything free and just kind of like take root.
Yeah, no, they kind of just stay there. They just kind of get there and they just stay there. And then it's like, oh, shit, you've been here for like 2 months. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Or you're just like, oh, wait, there's no more beer here. You know, like, all the food is gone. And there was like food for 30 people and 8 hippies show up and like stock up for their next week of talking down to people while they, you know, earn nothing and provide nothing to society.
Stock up and shower for the once a month and then leave. Yep. Yeah. Hip the way of the hippie. Well, it's completely here. I mean, going from a hippie place to Arizona, I mean, it's completely different.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, you're definitely going to run into people of a different demeanor there on Mars. They live in harsh-ass conditions there.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's fine. It'll be all right. I'll figure it out. I mean, sitting by a pool in the middle of November, it can't be that bad.
No, absolutely. And this is the time of year. You know, it's like where you were in Portland, like where you had like 3 months of sun and no rain. There you'll have 3 months of, you know, survivable human temperatures.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that's fine. What's the weather like out there? Is it still Scotch weather out there?
It is, actually. We've lucked out, man. It's actually nice and cool outside. Like, I feel like comfortable with the way the weather is this time of year. Like mid-50s for the high today. Last year, though, on Thanksgiving, it was like I had the heat on, so.
I had Thanksgiving dinner outside.
The weather here is weird, no doubt. Last year, me and Ricky and Shaney and my girl ate outside at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, no, that's what we did yesterday. We was outside. No, that was actually pretty nice.
No, it's been cool here. I'll take it. I'll take it because the heat is usually unbearable. Would you, my friend, like to engage in some power rankings?
Yeah, let's do it before my phone dies.
Yeah,
I get myself set up.
No, and like I said, again, I appreciate you even bothering with your limited technological access. But here they are, the CapF Sports Power Rankings. All right. Brochure. Kamikaze. Retailer.
Ooh.
Brochure. Well. Kamikaze. Retailer. What are you thinking there?
Well, I definitely know that I would have to put brochure above retailer because a retailer needs a brochure, right? Like, I mean, or maybe a brochure ain't shit without a retailer. No, because you can give me a brochure. I don't really need a retailer. I just order it online.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, brochure.
Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Well, a Kamikaze. Twista's album, Kamikaze, because then that's a good album, you know?
It's a solid record.
Remember
how long it took for that album to come out?
Yeah, I know exactly. And it was good. It was good because he had Kanye West behind it.
Yeah, and yeah. It was good. Yeah. It was good, mm-hmm. But it had that record hadn't been worked on from when he started talking about it to when it came out. Like, when it came out, it seemed rushed. And there are some very bad songs on that record.
Yeah, no, it probably had like four or five good songs. It had the Overnight Celebrity.
I loved Overnight Celebrity. I loved Slow Jams. But I'm here to tell you that I was expecting a record that was like the most gangster thing that had ever been created. Based on how...
Well, he had the track...
Because that was his first solo record after Adrenaline Rush.
No, of course. And he had Kamikaze. That track in there was legit. But it was kind of like a... Because he had to make it. And Kanye West, And he still ain't even dropping stuff like that either.
No. He hadn't repeated that. But considering like the last two albums he was involved in before that were Adrenaline Rush and Speed Not Mobsters, that record.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like those two records were filthy. Like.
Yeah, no, of course. I still want those records.
Yeah. Legendary Trackster produced from beginning to end. Like really like genuine improvement. Now, there was a sound there that. You know, I guess it got kind of tired in Chicago to have that sound. But I see even now, like, Buck of Psychodrama is actually making some pretty dope stuff right now. And what's his name? Direct from Triple Darkness.
Direct. I've heard some Direct stuff. Yeah. No, it's cool. They kind of got to because these kids doing that trap shit out there. Which, I mean, some of it's good. I'm not going to lie. But
yeah, no, Chicago. Yeah. I mean, some of it. Well, some of that drill music is so Chicago that you kind of got to vibe with it a little bit. But
no, I like it. I mean,
yeah, I expected Kamikaze to be the most gangster shit I was ever going to hear in my life. And what came out was a really good pop record that was, you know, the shit for a year, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
And then you can talk about Kamikaze, the drink, which I think is gross, right? You're a bartender.
It's disgusting.
Kamikaze? Yeah, it's disgusting. It's like blue.
It's something. It's like vodka, lime juice, and that's really about it. Shaken. That's gross. It. Vodka. Yeah, disgusting. It's not good. That's what white girls like to get drunk off of when it's on special.
No, I definitely assumed that was probably a favorite of your victims. So I just was like,
yeah, exactly.
What's in a Kamikaze, Mr. Cosby? Just letting you loose on the streets of Portland. You're going to find yourself much less exotic there in Arizona, man. So I hope this is the one.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
People are going to walk up to you speaking Spanish regularly.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I like it. I've seen more black people in Mexico than I've had here in the 3 years I was in Portland the last time. So.
That's true. You've been living around
an
army of Stay Puft Marshmallow Men for quite a while.
Yeah, I went and had some barbecue today. It was good, like a real barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, and there is good food out there. There's a little more culture. Well, I appreciate it, man. I think we've probably done enough damage here, right? It's like 20 minutes, but I'm thinking probably did fine.
When I get my setup back up, we got a good one going. I just don't know where I'm being, my computer. I don't even know Wi-Fi. I don't even want to ask anybody for Wi-Fi here. I'm sitting in the pool by this nice building. I already feel people looking at me, staring like, you don't live here. I got a backpack.
And you're doing a podcast.
Think I'm stealing stuff. No, it was the big ass headphones by a pool. Yeah. Not even getting in the water.
That's great. Not even getting in the water. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I was going to say.
It's okay. We'll get it going.
Well, we'll be back, you know, when Flea gets it all together. I may do a Sunday address. I may just use this as that. But happy Thanksgiving. I was going to do some like more Thanksgiving talk. I had like a whole rant prepared about how long it takes to cook a turkey. But I really don't want to talk about turkey or ham or any of that because I'm still digesting it. So we'll get into some of that on the next one. Thanks good to Mr. Fleesky Anthony III. And
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is capital F.
This is sports.
This is sports.